Was it an animal? Was it a bird? She stroked it. He spoke to it softly. She made her voice its happy forest. He brought it out with sugar lump smiles. Soon, it was licking their kisses. She gave it the strings of her voice, which it swallowed. He gave it the blood of his face. It grew eager. She gave it the licorice of her mouth. It began to thrive. He opened the aniseed of his future. It bit and gulped, grew vicious, snatched the focus of his eyes. She gave it the steadiness of her hand. He gave it the strength of his spine. It ate everything. It began to cry. What could they give it? They gave it their calendars, bolted their diaries. They gave it their sleep and it gobbled their dreams. Even while they slept, it ate their body skin, the muscle beneath. They gave it vows, its teeth clashed, its starvation. Through every word they uttered, it found snakes under the floor. It ate them. It found a spider horror in their palms and ate it. They gave it double smiles and blank silence. It chewed holes in their carpets. They gave it logic. It ate the colour of their hair. They gave it every argument that would come. They gave it shouting and yelling. They meant it. It ate the faces of their children. They gave it their photograph albums. They gave it their records. It ate the colour of the sun. They gave it their thousand letters. They gave it money. It ate their future completed, waiting for them, staring and starving. They gave it screams. It had gone too far. It ate into their brains. It ate the roof. It ate the lonely stone. Wind, crying, famine. It went furiously on. They wept. They called it back. It could have everything. It stripped out their nerves, chewed, flavourless. It bit at their numb bodies. They did not resist. It bit into their blank brains. They hardly knew. It moved bellowing through a ruin of starlight and crockery. It drew slowly off. They could not move. It went far away. They could not speak.